Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
With e-commerce off the charts, many small and growing warehouses are asking, how can I get ahead when my warehouse is barely keeping up? The answer is future-ready warehouse tech from Zebra Technologies. Warehouses can simplify and upgrade all processes, from automated inventory management to hands-free picking, with Zebra's tailored, scalable mobile solutions. They're simple and intuitive. There's never been a better time to upgrade for success with Zebra. How can your warehouse get ahead? The answer is in black and white. Get the answers at zebra.com/the answer. That's zebra.com/the answer.
Businesses are retooling fulfillment operations, from warehouses to omnichannel, to meet new demand amid unprecedented labor shortages. 3PLs, retailers, B2B distributors, and others are turning to flexible fulfillment solutions like Six River Systems to adapt and scale. Six River Systems' Fulfillment Execution System is an integrated solution that combines intelligent, cloud-based software and automation, including its autonomous mobile robot, AMR, Chuck. No costly or disruptive infrastructure changes, fast and easy associate training, and integrations with other warehouse execution solutions allow operations to meet labor challenges, increase efficiency, and enhance customer engagement. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more.
How do you create warehouse superheroes? The answer is simple, with visual voice scan solutions from ProSensus. With record demand and labor shortages, warehouses need more effective workers and lightning-fast onboarding. Visual voice scan solutions from ProSensus enable warehouse workers to achieve superhero performance with up to 20% improved productivity and up to 99% accuracy. Hands-free barcode scanners from ProGlove paired with wearable mobile computers is just the beginning. Improved mobile interfaces with reduced keystrokes, easy-to-read screens, custom keyboards, voice-enabled interface, and more can be realized with ease on the leading WMS platforms. Sound too good to be true? Let us show you with our one-of-a-kind virtual demo. Visit ProSensus.com to get started today. Again, that's ProSensus.com to get started.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast here at MODEX 2022. I am joined in the booth by Monty McVaugh of OPEX Corporation from my home state, New Jersey. So we got to represent a little bit here. So Monty, welcome to the show, and how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Definitely happy to have you on, and happy to hear a little bit more about OPEX, somebody we haven't had on the show before, so it'd be interesting to learn a little more. So you guys are here at MODEX, and you have a very big booth, a very big presence. So why don't you tell us a little bit about OPEX and what it is you guys do?
Absolutely. So OPEX is a warehouse automation machine solution provider. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, we're based out of New Jersey. That's where our headquarters is.
Right.
What many don't know about us is that we're fully vertically integrated. So mm-hmm. we design, manufacture, assemble, install, mm-hmm. service, and commission our systems.
Okay.
Pretty much A to Z we cover.
Yeah.
We're internationally, so we have mm-hmm. installations across the world, sales mm-hmm. offices in UK, France, Germany, Australia. Mm-hmm. But we were founded in 1973.
Okay.
Family owned.
Yeah.
Third generation, mm-hmm. Which is pretty interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, they're, definitely.
They've been here the whole time throughout the show. Mm-hmm. And so in our booths, we have two systems, mm-hmm. our new Infinity Goods-to-Person ASRS system,
right,
and then our short-sort small item sorter.
Okay. All right. And talk to us a little bit about, you know, we'll talk about those products specifically in a little bit, but talk to us about, you know, you guys have been around since 1973.
Found it in 73,
right. So a family-owned company, and obviously, you know, a lot has changed since 1973, we could say, right? So talk to us a little bit about how, you know, with OPEX, how you guys have been able to continue to innovate and bring new technologies to the market for material handling and be able to kind of stay on top of what's next.
Yeah, so from an innovation standpoint, innovation's in our blood. You know, we're always trying to find new ways to solve challenging problems, thinking outside the box, right? Yeah. So with the family, with it being family owned, we can go directly to, you know, the president and say, hey, I got this idea, I want to run it by you, you know, poke holes at it and see what he has to say. And he'll come back and say, you know, hey, what about this, what about that? Or remember when we tried this, that didn't really work out well? Yeah. The engagement is what drives the innovation, right? It's not like we have investors that we have to satisfy, things like that. It's privately held, and it's family. Like, you, when I say it's family, like, you feel the family culture, right? Yeah. We're very driven off of our culture and our principles, and year after year, the organic growth is what's driving the innovation inside of us.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting because, you know, especially we look around here and a lot of the automation and robotics companies are, like you said, you know, they're investor kind of led and you know startups and things of that nature and fairly new, which you guys have been around for quite some time. And obviously you've developed that and the fact that you're able to have that kind of open communication and engagement, you know, with the owners and the president, as you mentioned, around innovation and kind of just, you know, brainstorm ideas. It sounds like, I'm sure a lot of innovation kind of happens in that way. And, you know, nobody seems to feel that they're, you know, maybe, I shouldn't bring it up, you know, there's pressure or anything. Like, it's a very open environment. Is that right?
Open door policy.
Yeah.
You know, our CEO mentions that all the time. If we have something we want to get off our chest or just talk about sports, you know, they're from Dallas, so they're Cowboy fans. So you can imagine those type of discussions, right? Eagles and Cowboys.
In Jersey. Yeah, I can imagine that, yeah. So, you know, when we talk about, you know, the innovation and things of that nature, obviously you guys have the big unveiling of the, you said it was the
Infinity.
Yeah, and the Infinity, right? So it's an ASRS. So talk to us a little bit about that and how that kind of, I guess, the idea for that came about and now how you're kind of at the point of launching here in Lodex.
Yeah, so going back to ProMat 2013 is when we actually broke into the warehouse automation industry with our Perfect Pick ASRS system, right? So what was revolutionary about the Perfect Pick was, unlike other shuttle systems that just the shuttles drive horizontally and then hand off to an elevator at the end, Perfect Pick actually went vertically and horizontally, and the bots had access to all inventory in the rack in all those directions. So our install base is pretty large with Perfect Pick.
Yeah.
And over the years, we've been collecting feedback from our customers and asking them, what type of challenges are you facing? If you could go back and redo this, what do you wish you could have?
Right.
And then seeing where the market's going, we started putting together, okay, what's going to be our next generation system? And we took some of the limitations that Perfect Pick has along with our customer feedback and desires, and we incorporated those into Infinity.
Gotcha. Okay. And so Infinity, obviously, you know, makes you think, and we're talking about ASRS, so Infinity gives you the idea that you're definitely maximizing on your space utilization, which I think is a huge thing within the warehousing space right now, especially as people are struggling to, you know, make sure they have enough inventory on hand and making sure that they're expanding in the way that they can meet their customers' demands and their customers' needs. So talk to us a little bit about how the idea of Infinity came into play and really how it helps you to maximize that space.
Yeah, so some of the feedback that we were getting with regards to space utilization and obviously seeing the cost of real estate keep going up, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of our customers were saying, you know, hey, I wish I could have something that could do this, this, and this.
Mm-hmm.
And then other customers would come in and say, what about this?
Mm.
So at the center of Infinity is the word infinite.
Yeah.
Right? And we wanted to have infinite flexibility, infinite modularity, and be able to accommodate all those challenges that the customers are facing. Now, some customers, for example, are in older brownfield facilities and they have space restrictions. And one of the things that we incorporated in Infinity is the flexibility and the height. So Perfect Pick, our older system, smallest height was 16 feet.
Right.
Infinity can be as short as 9 feet.
Interesting.
So in addition to going to storage, you know, when we introduced Perfect Pick, it was a single tote system on either side.
Yeah.
And then we iterated off that, which then we came out with what we call HD, high density, which is double deep.
Okay.
Well, Infinity is now triple deep.
Okay.
In addition to the various tote sizes that we support, you know, we do accommodate the customer's needs to be able to have large cases and then individual SKUs and then divide them up into cells. But the flexibility and the modularity come into play because as we get into these newer facilities, you got to work around obstructions, you know, steel beam posts and things like that. So we're having the infinite flexibility and also being to accommodate when the customer wants to scale up and scale down, we incorporate that into the product from inception pretty much.
It's very interesting, and it kind of caught my attention there when you said, you know, because I think when we think about maximizing space, we think about, you know, how can we go taller, right? But you mentioned that, you know, we can go as low as 9 feet as a benefit. So talk to us a little bit about the application where we would see, you know, where someone would want to go shorter or maybe have some type of restriction where they want to not be as tall.
So in some of the facilities that we've toured and been brought in through by our customers or other prospects, there's areas inside the warehouse, such as like by the loading dock, right? You walk into some loading dock areas and above them is actually a mezzanine or even office spaces. Well, that space is not being utilized. So if you can actually drop in a little storage system near the receiving dock, then you just cut out all those processes. You receive the goods, they go right into storage. When you need them, you pick them, you can convey them down conveyance, wherever you need to go. There's more, you know, different verticals have different workflows. So it's not just e-commerce, right? It's about manufacturing,
right?
When they build kits and things like that, that's where the smaller heights come into play. Now, also geographically, over in Asia Pacific and APAC, their warehouse floors are very unique in the older buildings. Smaller height systems is what was being really demanded on. Hey, can you go lower than 16 feet with Perfect Pick? We were getting asked that very frequently. So it was when we were developing the system, we said we've got to be able to support lower height systems. Now, does that mean that they're going to be the preferred height? No. Everyone wants to maximize the vertical space, which our system can do.
Yeah, it's very interesting, and it's great to have that flexibility. And I guess, you know, sometimes people, like I said, you know, kind of like, oh, like, you know, the benefit is going lower, when a lot of people are thinking, like, how can I go higher, you know? So it's great to hear those different applications, and, you know, hopefully that sparks some ideas to the listeners there, how they can utilize their space a little better. So now talk to us about the other solution you said you guys were showing here.
Yeah, so SureSort is our small item sorter. We revealed SureSort back in ProMat 2017. We have a very large install base on that system as well, and we still have many use cases that are being adopted for that system. So what SureSort is, essentially, is an automated put wall. So we took the manual put wall process of people picking items and putting them into a little cubby and pressing the PTL button, and we automated that using our iBot, you know, robots.
Very interesting. And how has the you know, overall reception been at the booth to both of those solutions?
So with the reveal of Infinity being a new system, along with all the marketing efforts up to, you know, we were dropping teaser videos on social media. We did a VIP campaign where we were bringing in prospects who know and that they need a system like this. Our booth was packed. It's still packed to this day. Like, you know, typically last day of the trade show, it's kind of a ghost town.
Fizzling out,
We still had people coming in, bringing in, you know, their other team members who were here as well, like pointing to things like, hey, we got to get discussions going.
Yeah, that's very good. Very interesting to hear. And so, you know, as people are looking at it, you know, what challenges are they coming to the booth with, and what problems are they having in their operations that they're looking to this as a solution?
One of the main challenges, obviously, is, you know, leading up to the pandemic, people were looking into automation. And now it's not just like, hey, I need this, it's I have to have this, right?
I need it yesterday.
Exactly. So the labor shortages obviously are coming into play, which, going back to the scalability, you know, one of the benefits of Infinity is you can turn off half the other side of the machine and if you don't have operators, and the bots will come to the other side where you do have operators. But, you know, the need for automation is why they're here. The labor shortages is why they're here, right? But then they're looking for the best provider, right? You can go buy a system from an integrator, or you can go buy a system from a new company who has just founded, but you need someone who's actually going to see you through the project. We have a lot of people that stop by that have no automation in their facility, and they're ready to make big jumps. Mainly because, you know, with the holiday season approaching, they don't want it to be a repeat like last year where they couldn't get goods out to the door to their customers. So they're looking for more of a solution provider. And, you know, just speaking openly, if you were here in 2016, you walk down these aisles, you'd see a bunch of vendors selling motors, belts, sensors, and things like that.
Yeah.
This year, it's solutions.
Oh, yeah.
So you could see the trend in the market changing as well, mm-hmm. of where things are going.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I think you have a good point there about, you know, how things have evolved, and you can see that on the floor. You know, there's so much automation, so much robotics going on, and obviously you guys have a stronghold in that market with your history and that reliability as well, I think. So it's very interesting to hear about OPEX and what you guys are doing with your new solutions and this Infinity shuttle system as well. I think it'd be great to see how its flexibility is put to the test and how people try to maximize their space as much as possible by utilizing that. So if people want to find out more information about OPEX, how can they do that?
You can go on opex.com. You can also check out warehouseautomation.com.
All right, great. And we'll put all that information at the newwarehouse.com as well. And, you know, maybe since you guys are in New Jersey, I'll have to stop in
by.
Sometime.
Yeah,
and,
check it out. Yeah. Yeah, we'll give you a tour. You know, in Morristown, we have our three campus triangle, right? So we have three facilities in Morristown.
Okay.
Well, four now. And then we can give you a tour of our manufacturing facility, state-of-art manufacturing facility over in Pennsauken, which is, you know, one town over.
All right, cool. We'll definitely check it out. So we'll put that information at the newwarehouse.com. And Monty, thank you so much for stopping by the booth and talking to me.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.